All right, welcome back. It's 8:24, Q105, the morning after. Eric Demetrius. Rumble Ashley's in today for a very sick fill-up, and for once, it's not a hangover. We were going to do something that Ashley wanted to get to about things that need to get tossed finally, but you went to Legoland last week.
I did, yes.
And this is up 75, right?
Yeah, it was right in like Auburn Hills area.
Near the palace. Yeah. A little bit north of there.
Yeah. We stayed like at a hotel because I get cheap hotels right now. So we stayed like right around the corner. Yeah, it was a mess. So I didn't really think about it. Saw that, oh, there was one closer to Chicago. I'm like, kids can totally make it an hour up north. This sounds like a great idea. Went on Black Friday because we both had the day off. Thought it was outside Great Lakes Crossing. It was inside Great Lakes Crossing.
In the mall?
In the freaking mall.
I'm trying to envision a Legoland, but I could see how they could do that. That's a long mall that snakes.
It's like the size of the Pentagon is what I can only imagine. Like there's different districts. Mm-hmm. Like you walk from District 1 to like District 19.
Yeah. No food for you.
Yeah, yeah, basically. So, and it was like the Hunger Games. Like we were dodging. I had like the stroller and I'm bobbing and weaving through everyone. And it was awful.
If you would, yeah, knowing that it was in the mall on Black Friday.
Would not have went.
Tucker have fun?
He loved actual Legoland, but getting to and from Legoland was like the actual problem because there were like all these armed policemen like everywhere. And he is obsessed with policemen and being a police officer. He loves the idea. And he was it for Halloween. He was so excited. And I'm like, look, there's policemen. But they had like this like scary like look on their face. Like, if you steal that, I will kill you. And he apparently got the vibe because now he is completely afraid of police officers because we went to the mall. And he was like, please don't make me go to that place again, Mom. Don't take me back to that policeman, please.
But you're trying to warm him back up to officers of the law?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So we're trying. Bought a lot of Newsboys papers yesterday. Just so they would say hi to him and peek and wave and whatever. So I'm hoping he's coming around.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's the morning after on Q105. So what was it that you said that like it's got to go, but you just let it sit and linger there forever and ever?
So my thought was like, I know a lot of people have a lot of weird things, like people with like pillows and stuff. I think that's creepy when people don't replace pillows.
Okay.
Mine specifically is sheet pans. I'm like, I don't know.
Sheet pans?
Like sheet pans that you cook on.
Okay.
I'm like, we may have got these like before we even got married and they are disgusting and they are caked on and I'm like, something every time we turn our oven on smells and I've cleaned it and I'm like, what is the freaking smell? I think it's the sheet pans.
Oh, reminder. Since we're on the air now, it's not like a podcast. Don't curse.
Yes, I know. I need my list of words.
She spelled the S word on the air because she knew not to read the S word. She spelled it. And she's
like, isn't that like the same thing?
Yeah.
No.
I had to dump it. And then she said, can't we just go back to things being the boobs? But she said the T word. So be wary.
Boom.
You're having a day.
Yeah, it was a day.
Are you going to? Yeah, that was a Friday, all right.
Yeah. That was Black Friday. That was pre-Legoland. I was already in the mood.
I should probably, when it comes to like things at home that need to go, I would say my drain board.
Your drain board.
You nabbed me for this. It's drain board. You put your dishboard, I call it drain board.
Oh, your drying rack.
Drying rack, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of grimy, but I could clean it. I don't really have a lot of stuff that I need to toss. My furniture could be replaced, but it's not like it smells like dog pee.
Have you ever just gone through your Transformers collection?
Yeah, I did that recently, and I put a bunch of them in boxes because there was too many. I was getting moved out of my dining room.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't really have anything that I would need to toss.
Like, how often do you replace your pillows?
Which ones?
Your sleeping pillows. The one that you put your head on every day.
I got mine, like, in the summer of 16, okay. So I'm good. Dean, do you have to replace anything?
I didn't. First of all, okay. I just got a text from a friend.
Yeah.
Who said, I didn't know you had to replace pillows. And that friend may have been me. So, anyway.
You texted yourself?
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I thought you just got a comfy pillow and, like, basically if you wash
the pillowcase,
you're fine. So, I didn't know you replace pillows. I know you replace toothbrushes. I know you replace air filters in your furnace. I know that stuff. I didn't know replacing your pillow was a thing.
It doesn't flatten out, and you want to get a new fluffier one?
No.
Do you like the flat ones? My husband has a flat pillow, and he loves it.
I like my pillow.
Yeah. So I buy myself a new pillow like every 6 to 8 months.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
why that time frame?
I don't know, because it seems when it starts to get a little squishy, and I don't like it to be squishy, I want like a nice, firm, hard pillow.
Then why not go out and get a really good pillow that you can...
Like
how much
$50.
Do you spend on pillows a year?
Like $100, $150.
That is $150 too much a year on a pillow.
The pillow's like $35, $45. Last year I got a really good one on Black Friday. It was like an $80.
You need a dart.
You are a pillow snob.
Yeah.
But you think about it. Like, it's something, like, I'm really weird with, like, people getting into my bed or, like, anything with, like,
their street clothes on
and everyone laughs. Well, that, like,
yeah, because if they come in with their street clothes on, that means they're an intruder.
Well, like, you know, like,
if they sneak into your bed. Yes, you should be uncomfortable with that because somebody's about to be assaulted.
That's why I get new pillows, because random people end up in the bed. No, but BC, before children, we were like the party house, and people would like just like want to pass out in my bed. I'm like, get out of my bed with your street clothes. So it's like my thing, because I replace everything. I don't dig the
you
street
have
clothes.
A bed thing.
Yeah, I have a bed
you
thing.
Have that is your issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, all right, so we can trace it back to, there's no scientific logic behind buying like a pillow every 6 months. It's just you have like a thing.
Perhaps. I don't know what the
thing is. There's no perhaps about
it.
And I'm not a medical professional, but I know a thing when I hear it.
You might want to try that loud, obnoxious guy's pillow. The guy that does the commercials.
Is it like a cleaner?
It's probably My Pillow.
Yeah, it's probably
made right here in Minnesota. That's right.
Yeah.
My Pillow, guaranteed to stay the way that you like it.
Lifetime guarantee.
But does that mean I get to replace
and
it every
19.99, I'll throw in an extra My Pillow. Now you'll have your pillows.
All you've got to do is pay the shipping and handling at $49.99. I got two wonderful pillows with this brand new like $3,500 bed I got a year and a half ago, and they're still as they were when I got them.
Do you wash your pillows?
No.
Have you washed your pillows?
No.
I'm just saying.
I put a protective case over it.
Of
called
course, there's
the
a case.
Pillow case.
But then you like wash your clothes every day. You wear your clothes once and wash it. If I could wash my sheets every day and actually do it, I probably would.
You have a problem.
Right.
There's
I don't
it's a psychological issue with you.
But it's like you're in it every day and for a really long time.
But you put protective things over it, like the sheet.
If you wear underwear, you would change your underwear every day. It's a protective sheet over your junk.
Are you getting into bed while you're dirty?
I don't shower always before bed, especially if I go out. I wash my feet because my shoes make my feet stink at work. Is that weird?
We have found your thing. We all have our thing, and we found yours. You're very bed snobby or protective of it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something off the air. We don't have time to get to it now, but I'll tell you something off the air, and we'll see where you stand with this.
Right.
8:32, first impressions. We'll try that in a couple of minutes on the morning after here on Q105. Stay there.
The 5 o'clock jam.